Thank you for tuning into Valley Playwright Mentoring's Holyoke Troupe, a program of PT Theater Company. This piece is called School vs. Home and explores the emotional landscapes of school and home for our group of teens.
So I'm very curious as to how you all feel at school versus at home, and if you can notice a very noticeable difference about your emotions and how they might shift. So I'll start with you.
I'd say there is a huge emotional difference. At school, I feel stressed, feel anxious sometimes. I feel awkward at school sometimes. At home, I feel safe. I feel warm, especially by the fire. And at home, I feel love and support, which is something I don't feel at school.
Yeah, it's like that's like the hard too, because like for me at school, like especially for me being in the special education, it's like it's almost hard to like belong with people. It just almost feel lonely, almost sad, and sometimes when some people just get me mad, just feeling rage. I just don't know, like it's a type of bullshit, because like most like sometimes I just almost like lash out at the vice principal like the other day, because like I just told them like all like how I'm feeling, cause like I was mad too. I was just straight up crying. And, but at home, I could say I just feel safe. I just feel like it's just somewhere that I could just get away, try to forget, especially just try to share my feelings with my mom. Surely I love my mom, surely. And it's a safe place. It's a good time to take some time off, and
I think home should feel that way.
School quite literally drains me. Mm-hmm. I go to school, I get on the bus in the morning, and I sleep on the bus, and then when I get inside in my class, depending on which class is first, I don't pay attention because I'm tired of this. And then with all my art classes, and then it's just my school's so tiny with a lot of people, kind of, mm-hmm. and it's just too much, and I don't want to be there, and it smells. The fact that I have to help a teacher teach me, why do I have to break down step by step my question so you can answer me the way that I need you to answer me? You just have to tell me how to get to this, and you're not explaining that, and it's like, I don't even want to do my school now because I'm not going to get the proper help I need. I'm over it.
How do you feel at school versus home?
Well, rushed and tiring, because them hallways be mad full. Like, yes. I'd be getting pushed. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
They're just going to push people back.
I can't even walk down the hall.
Exactly. Like, what? Bro. Why am I feeling rushed? There's, like, mad people behind me pushing.
And what about at home?
Like, when I do be home, I feel like I'm not even tired anymore. Like, as soon as I go home, I'm not even tired anymore.
At school, let's see, feel myself. I have like most of my friends there.
Aww. Yeah.
I don't act a different way because other people's around. I'm act like me.
Yeah.
And at home, feel so annoyed.
Oh.
Exhausted.
Oh. That school year escape?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Damn.
It's hard living with 9 siblings.
9 siblings. Yeah. And what about you? How do you feel at school?
At school, I like literally stand on rocks because I have like problems with some of the other girls there because of some of the things that they've done.
Oh.
With my friends too, because like I called someone out once and now I stand on rocks. And I like, if I say something wrong, I'm worried that they won't like me anymore because of something that somebody else did.
You definitely gotta be careful with that, but
yeah.
But I wish you very good luck to get out of that situation. I hope you get better off what it is. Yeah.
Just gotta stop caring what people think.
Yeah, I think you should say what you want to say. Mm-hmm. And if they don't want to be your friends anymore, then that's their like loss.
But at home, I feel like I don't really, and my family's just problems. It's just I have like issues with like it's normal family life. I don't like my sister. I mean, I love her, but I don't like her. Mm-hmm. I'm like in that stage where I don't like my parents, but I need to be around them all the time.
What about you? How are you feeling right now?
In school, I be feeling mad lonely because I have mad hatred towards being over like things that I can't even control. over like small stuff, or like I have a lot of freaking boy problems that don't got nothing mm-hmm. to do with me, but I still get involved in it somehow. Or like when I'm like minding my business and I want to talk about my feelings, like people get in the conversation so they can tell other people how I'm feeling, and then word around, then my name goes around and I hear stuff, then I react, then I get called crazy for like the rest of the year, and then I go home. When I go home, I feel so much better because I get welcome with my baby brothers hugging me, saying, aww. Yeah, saying they missed me and stuff. And then I got my brother, my older brother, getting more comfortable towards me because he lost himself for a little bit. But now since he's seen that he has a good sister part of his life, he actually communicate with me now. I'm trying to fix my relationship with my mom because me and my mom has the worst relationship ever. But we're still trying to talk through it no matter what. Even though like we say her things towards me, she's still my mom, so I still defend her no matter what. I love my brothers because, yeah, I just love my brothers. I love my home life better than any other life mm-hmm. and my outside life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This recording was produced through the facilities of Holyoke Media.